From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Donald Trump told a news conference in Washington Thursday that the media is painting a false picture of his administration as chaotic, when in fact, he says, it is running like a fine-tuned machine. In a session marked by contentious exchanges with reporters, the president complained of unfair coverage of his administration's first days.
The press has become so dishonest that if we don't talk about it, we are doing a tremendous disservice to the American people. Tremendous disservice. We have to talk about it.
On another topic, Mr. Trump denied any contacts or connections with Russia, and he said ousted National Security Advisor Michael Flynn was only doing his job when he made contacts with the Russian ambassador during the campaign. The president said he will issue a new executive order on immigration. It will replace the last one, which was put on hold by a federal court. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley says the Trump administration supports a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Haley spoke to reporters after attending her first Security Council meeting on the conflict.
We absolutely support a two-state solution, but we are thinking out of the box as well, which is, what does it take to bring these two sides to the table?
During a joint news conference Wednesday, President Trump said he could live with either a one- or two-state solution to the conflict, depending on what the two sides agree to. A bipartisan group of lawmakers introduced legislation Wednesday to prevent the Trump administration from repealing sanctions on Russia without congressional approval. House Democratic Minority Whip Steny Hoyer said he thinks there is enough support to pass the sanctions bill by a veto-proof margin. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson took part Thursday in his first major international meeting, joining a gathering of G20 foreign ministers in Germany. On the sidelines of the talks, Tillerson met with Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov. He said that cooperation with Russia will be contingent on Russia living up to its international commitments. In that list, he included the Minsk agreements on Ukraine.
As we search for new common ground, we expect Russia to honor its commitment to the Minsk agreements and work to de-escalate the violence in the Ukraine.
For his part, Mr. Lavrov said the two nations have agreed to work together in areas where their interests coincide, particularly in the fight against terrorism. At a meeting of NATO members in Brussels Thursday, U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis ruled out any military collaboration between the United States and Russia under current conditions. Mattis told a news conference at NATO headquarters, U.S. political leaders will engage and try to find common ground with the Russians. Mattis made his comments after Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu said his government is ready to restore cooperation with the Pentagon. A car bomb has killed at least 55 people at a car dealership in Baghdad. Iraqi officials say more than 60 people were wounded. The blast took place in the mainly Shiite Al-Bayya neighborhood. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility. A suicide bomber from the same group killed more than 75 people and wounded around 200 Thursday inside a crowded Shiite shrine in southern Pakistan. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack in Shewan, a remote town in Sindh province. District officials say a woman carried out that attack. Samsung heir Lee Jae-young was arrested Friday as part of the corruption and influence peddling scandal that led to the impeachment of President Park Geun-hye. Lee is the electronics company's vice chairman and the son of Samsung's leader. A Seoul court said new evidence led to the decision to take Lee into custody. President Trump has nominated former National Labor Relations Board member Alexander Acosta to serve as Labor Secretary. Acosta is currently dean of a Florida law school. Officials in South Sudan say army troops entered a village near the capital Juba on Sunday and raped at least a half dozen women and girls, some of them at gunpoint. The alleged rapes occurred less than 2 weeks after South Sudanese President Salva Kiir issued a warning that soldiers who commit acts of rape and sexual assault will be shot. Taking a brief look at market activities on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were mixed at the close of trade today. European markets were down. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.